This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 16. I am an intercessor. Our reading comes from 1 Timothy chapter 2. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. Maybe you've seen a plaque or a sign that says prayer changes things. Indeed, God has shown in the Bible that He uses the prayers of His people in His kingdom-building work in this world. Many examples show that God often provides what His people ask for in prayer. But that doesn't mean God is something like a good luck charm or a magic genie that grants our wishes. Our prayers need to be in line with God's will for our lives and for His kingdom work in this world. And while God will often answer our prayers aligning with His will, there are times when the answer may be different from what we ask. At times, we don't understand God's will or His plans or even His ways. Sometimes God's answer may be yes, but not yet, or not in the way you think, or even no. In 1 Timothy 2, Paul urges believers to intercede for everyone, including kings and all those in authority, because this is good and pleases God our Savior. When we intercede faithfully for others, we become personally involved in God's redemptive work. Each spiritual victory, I believe, is a testament to the fact that someone has been praying. Pray with me. Lord and Savior, help us to pray faithfully for others, that they may come to know You and have faith in You. May Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when we struggle, Lord, please give us Your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.